This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. It's been nearly 3 months since the Deepwater Horizon exploded and sank into the Gulf of Mexico. And since then, thousands of barrels of oil have poured into the ocean every day. But after several failed attempts to stop the leak, engineers have finally succeeded. They placed a cap over the well, and so far, officials from BP are optimistic. We begin the hour with a look at what next, now that the spill seems to be contained. NPR's Richard Harris is following the story and is with me here in the studio. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Guy.
There are a lot of questions and a lot of misunderstandings about that cap that was placed on the well. Let's start with the good news. BP engineers have stopped the leak, right? The pressure's rising. What does that tell us?
Well, what that tells us is obviously the first bit of good news in more than 12 weeks, which is that the oil is not flowing into the Gulf of Mexico at the moment. The cap is also doing a test, which is to understand what is going on deep beneath the seafloor inside this well, because they're letting the pressure build up in that well, and they're trying to figure out if it's in good shape or not.
So far, so good, though, right?
As far as they can tell, there are no leaks anywhere else. They have a bunch of robotic submarines running around the bottom looking for things. They have sonar. They've got a variety of ways that they're testing for that. And we don't see anything. However, if they do see any signs of trouble down there, one of the first things they'll do is they'll flip the valves open again, and oil will immediately start gushing back into the Gulf. So we're not done right now.
Now, we heard over the past few months that they were drilling this reservoir, this relief well, miles under the ocean, to allow the oil to go into it. What's the progress on that, and will that cap remain on the leak right now as they continue to dig that relief well?
Absolutely. The cap will stay there. And the relief well actually is not to draw oil up, but to put cement down. And they're very close. They're less than 5 feet away from the wild well that they call. They still have to drill maybe 100 feet, a very, very shallow angle to intercept it. And while they're doing this procedure, actually the cap will help them moderate the flow of oil while they are dumping the cement from the relief well.
If this worked so well this time, why didn't they try this before?
That's a good question. And in hindsight, we could say, gosh, if they'd done this 2 months ago, we would have been in better shape.
Right.
However, the philosophy that BP has used in collaboration with many federal scientists has logic to it that is sound, which is that don't do the most extreme thing. Do things that, first of all, that you think are going to be least likely to cause you trouble. And so, as you recall, first they tried that silly coffer dome thing that was a complete and utter failure. Then they tried to just siphon oil out of the side of the pipe, and that also was kind of a joke. But at least they knew that those were not going to cause any harm. In the meantime, they were planning the top kill. Remember, they were going to dump stuff in from the
top. All that mud into there,
and ball bearings and whatever all else. And again, that was an example of something that was unlikely to cause really big concerns. And clearly, there is more of a risk of putting a cap right on top of the well. But one thing they did during the top kill was they were able to measure what was going on inside the well better and understand it a little better. And that gave them a little bit more confidence that this cap actually would work and that it would not cause an unprecedented risk.
Now, what happens if for some reason the relief well doesn't work?
Well, it depends why it doesn't work. If they try the first time, if they miss the well, because they're trying to hit a well that's only about 7 inches wide, they're pretty confident that they're going to hit it, but they won't necessarily hit it on the first try. They can back up and try again, and that's one strategy they can do. If this whole well for some reason fails, they have a second relief well that they can continue to drill and try to kill it with that relief well. There have been some cases where it actually took two relief wells together to kill a well. You're pumping in mud and cement from two sides, or even weird compounds that sort of work like epoxy, where you have, you know, tube A and tube B, and when they mix together in the well, they actually create something to block things up. There is a history of doing that as well. So there are all sorts of techniques you can do. I think the biggest concern about the cap on the well, though, is if you start creating a huge number of fractures and new ways for oil to get to the surface, then pouring cement down the bottom of the well may not do it for you. And so that's what they really want to avoid, because they know with pretty high confidence that relief wells will kill wells. They just don't want to be in a position of creating so much mayhem down there that that tried and true technique actually doesn't work.
And then, of course, all the fallout from the environmental impact will be learned and discovered.
Right. Let's not forget that even though the oil is not flowing, there is still a huge amount of oil in the environment right now. And that is not going to evaporate just because a well isn't spewing. It's all over the ocean surface. It's underneath the surface. It's in the marshes. There's a huge amount of oil yet to be contended with. So that part of the story is by no means over.
And we just don't know how long that will last.
We don't.
That's NPR's science correspondent Richard Harris. Richard, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.